This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. A Utah high school prohibited a Navajo student from wearing eagle feathers on her graduation cap during the school's commencement ceremony. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Tashina Savala was waiting to walk up to receive her diploma when a teacher noticed the three feathers and demanded she remove them. The Lehigh High School principal told the paper the teacher was enforcing a policy against decorating graduation caps, and he said the removal of the feathers was a misunderstanding. He implies Savala could have worn the regalia had she arranged it with school administrators beforehand. The Tribune reports Savala is one of seven Native students of the more than 1,500 students at the school. Tribal leaders in southeast Alaska are pushing for a change in mining law. The Klukwan tribal government is hoping to stop a proposed copper mine at the headwaters of the Chilkat River they say threatens their existence. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Tribal President Kimberly Strong says that an international mining interest upstream poses an existential threat to thousands of years of Tlingit history.
I don't want to go down in history as the last tribal leader of the Chilkat Indian village of Klukwan.
She fears tailings from Constantine Metal Resources' proposed copper-zinc mine could pollute the river that sustains tribal citizens.
The Chilkat River feeds us financially, culturally, spiritually, and literally. And the toxic discharge of a mine directly upstream will wipe us off the map.
She met with lawmakers in Washington, D.C. that want to change a century-old law and reform the mining industry. Her message was well-received by Arizona Democrat Raul Grijalva. In his view, the mining law of 1872 is outdated.
The fundamental reform of an industry. It's just not the old West, it's the new West, with different demands for the use of our natural resources and an increased ethic of conservation and protection.
Grijalva sponsored a new bill. It would allow federal agencies to deny mining claims on public land. A representative from the National Mining Association said the legislation jeopardizes the mining industry in Alaska and across the country. Representative Grijalva says existing law makes permitting a closed process, but the reform would require meaningful consultation with tribes. That's something the Klukwan Tlingit say they were denied by Alaska's Dunleavy administration in regards to the Constantine claim. For National Native News, I'm Claire Strempel.
The man who pleaded guilty to kidnapping, raping, and murdering a young Navajo girl in 2016 is seeking to reverse his life sentence. The Farmington Daily Times reports Tom Begay Jr. has filed a motion in federal court stating he didn't have a competent attorney and he was not aware of his rights. Begay said he has a low IQ and didn't understand the charges against him. Begay also argued he was drunk on the day he kidnapped Ashlyn Mike, and therefore the crime could not be a premeditated act of first-degree murder. He's seeking an evidentiary hearing and a lesser charge. The Tribal Council for the Picayune Rancheria of Chukchansi Indians voted this week to suspend memberships of 60 people. The suspensions are pending formal disenrollment hearings. The vote reverses an action 2 years ago to grant tribal status to the same 60 people. In a written statement to the Fresno Bee, Tribal Council Chairwoman Jennifer Ruiz said those subject to the suspension do not meet the requirements for tribal enrollment. It's the latest in a series of tumultuous enrollment decisions by the tribe, which operates the Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Over the last decade, the tribe has disenrolled hundreds of one-time members. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by AARP. What AARP does might surprise you, like supporting the 98th Indian Market, taking place August 17th and 18th in Santa Fe. More at aarp.org/native origins.
My day one.
Telling inspiring stories of alcohol recovery. Recovery works. Hope starts here. Go to recoveralaska.org to learn more.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.